Hawaii Emergency Management Agency Administrator Vern Miyagi says the attack warning siren is being resurrected to warn residents and visitors of an impending nuclear attack in 12 to 13 minutes. He says an attack is highly unlikely, but the public must be given the maximum amount of time to prepare.
At this point in time, I would ask our technical guys to sound the demonstration of the attack warning siren.
Miyagi says the signal is the old World War II air raid siren. It will be incorporated in the monthly statewide siren test on the first working day of every month at 11:45 a.m. That's Friday, December 1st.
Normally we have the steady tone siren, which is attention alert siren, that will go on for about 50 seconds. There'll be a break for about 15 seconds, and there would be this attack warning tone will go on. And that is what's gonna happen on Friday. For those of you that live in Kalaeloa, Barbers Point area, the city and county of Honolulu has a separate tone for hazmat, but that'll be separate, only unique to that jurisdiction in the city and county of Honolulu.
Miyagi says there will be no evacuation drill. Upon hearing the attack warning, everyone is to get inside, and stay tuned to television, radio, or handheld mobile devices. Governor David Ige stressed the point that this is a test of the attack coordination and siren alert system.
We believe that it is imperative that we be prepared for every disaster, and in today's world, that includes a nuclear attack.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.